With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. In the NFL, a huge pass play enables the Atlanta Falcons to shock the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 36-30 in overtime.
Falcons QB Kirk Cousins connected with Kadarrell Hodge on a 45-yard scoring strike to shock the Buccaneers 36-30 in overtime. Cousins outdueled Buccaneers QB Baker Mayfield, connecting on 42 of 58 for four touchdowns and a franchise record 509 yards.
Playing some crazy games, I've been on the losing end. And so to come out with one like this in overtime, walk off at home on a Thursday night against a good football team in the division, it's a great.
Mayfield threw for 180 yards and three touchdowns as the Buccaneers dropped to 3-2 on the season. Jim Hart, Atlanta.
In Major League Baseball, the New York Mets downed the Milwaukee Brewers 4-2 in the third and final game of their NL Wild Card Series. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, Terry Francona has been hired to manage the Cincinnati Reds, returning to the major leagues a year after he stepped down in Cleveland because of health reasons. A person familiar with the situation confirmed the move on condition of anonymity because the Reds had not announced the decision. Francona is replacing David Bell, who was fired by Cincinnati in the final days of his sixth season. Bell had a 409 and 456 record with the Reds. And in golf, Masters Chairman Fred Ridley says Augusta National sustained a lot of damage from Hurricane Helene, just like the rest of the area. Ridley is in Japan for the Asia-Pacific Amateur. He says he is confident the Masters will go on as scheduled in the second full week in April. He says the focus is now on employees and neighbors. This is SRN Sports.